se conecta el Padre, decide cómo se me roja de un material que está más feliz para el country de meeting, para el project I found it here in the meeting. But the, it is talking about what we're doing. It is fine at the end. The river is the of chamber of mind. It's a buffer, yes, maybe you can pray for what you can make a sense of the prayer for what you have. Yeah. No, it can't. But can you prefer the body document? This is good, at least to honor things people have been available to you. You have done just as many things. Let's see what was this document. I haven't had time to read it already. Can you prefer what we have said?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our concern at the Chamber is that we can really only improve health and safety if we all work together. And if we don't become overly punitive in the legislation. And that was the purpose of the article, is to say that actually there have been significant improvements in the health and safety situation of the country over the last 10 years. Yes, there has been a decline last year, but this year up to now there has been a significant improvement. We're also worried by the fact that certain of the other stakeholders have had two bites at the cherry with this committee or with members of this committee, whereas the Chamber has only had one bite at the cherry. So we are quite concerned about the impact of the legislation and the fact that it is going to discourage people of quality to come into the mining industry and to stay in the mining industry. They will rather go to other industries where they don't face the same type of onerous obligations that they face here. You know, one of the clauses that you have is that the chief inspector must now, if there's any health threatening occurrence, the chief inspector must close the mine. It's mind-boggling that the committee is even considering that. Mining is a health threatening situation. It is health threatening. By its nature, it is health threatening. Now you want to force the chief inspector to close the mine if there's health threatening. It's mind-boggling, that type of approach. Also, that you can't use as a defense if another person has caused an injury or death. You can't use that as a defense. It might be that there was a person who intentionally caused the death or injury of another person. You as an employer can't use that as a defense. I just don't understand how this venerable committee can consider such types of approaches, Mr. Chairman.
Let's continue. I think we have the state law. take more than 30 minutes in going through this. But before we finalize, we say something that I have never had been talked about today. In the initial days, Stephen Spector introduced a list concerning the concept of upgrading the inspectorate division. So we're dealing with amendments which we were supposed to attend to, our input, which we have attended to. I've never heard how we attended to that. But if I remember very well, that was one of the most important things that we wanted to find common ground on, because one, we felt as a committee it was a very important issue that the inspectorate or the monitoring mechanism be improved. Secondly, we had a concern but that should not jeopardize the existing capacity in the department. We should not create an agency or a kind of an entity that is going to cause also some frustration in the effort that the department already is trying hard to cope up with. And now I do not want us to finalize, because what we have there now is still, we don't have that, but you see, what was discussing there is that we're finalizing it. When we just go to the A list now, we are taking for granted that all other things that are not here, they have been agreed to, though they have not been mentioned or attended to. And there was a problem which I do not want to haunt me on next week, where I see now that there is an institute or entity or agency put here which we never discussed. And now we have to tell Parliament that this was not discussed. It was once hinted, but we didn't finalize. So I want us to agree, where are we, before we finalize, where are we about that entity which the inspector is very much brilliantly introduced. Because the members were very much taken that there must be a need. There is a need for such an agency, provided it is within the control parameters of the department. Now I have not heard anything about it, and there is a possibility that it is still there in the old order, because it has not been discussed how it has been improved, the idea. So I want us to before we finalize, we're also going to finalize this. Most of the things that are here, we've agreed about here now. So I want to know where we are about that entity.
Chair, if I thank Chair for the opportunity. When you looked at the on the amendment bill on section, I think it's page four, just after line 25, the initial proposal that we put forward, bill 10, it says establishing the inspectorate as a juristic person. And the Public Finance Management Act basically outlines the governance arrangements of the institution. And on the concern of the... if I can go back to page 4... Amendment to section 47.
And what we're saying there is that the Public Finance Management Act applies. And the purpose thereof is that the Public Finance Management Act deals comprehensively with the governance model and structure of this type of organization. But if you go back to the Act, Section 48, because Section 47, as it stands, establishes the Mine Health and Safety Act, and outlines how the minister appoints the chief inspector. And then Section 48.1, Section 48.2, it says, subject to the control and direction of the minister, the chief inspector must perform the functions entrusted to the chief inspector by this act. And 43 says, the chief inspector may perform any of the functions of the inspector. But I'm drawing attention of the committee to that section, that whatever institutional arrangement is established here is directly accountable to the Minister of Minerals and Energy in terms of the Act. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, but that's part of it. But I think you have not answered because you had, when you introduced this, you had two options. You came with two options which were not sure of. You said one, you were thinking of fusing the inspectorate division with the council. Because we said that the council was a loose body, which actually was not a full time, but an ad hoc kind of a body. People were not full-time there, they came as and when it was required. And so you were thinking either of upgrading the inspector division by expanding it or by fusing it with the NEC. Now that is what I want to know. What exactly have you decided to do in terms of that?
Okay. Thanks, Chair. The intention around council, if you look at the, let me just refer back to the Act. Council is an advisory body, advising Minister on health and safety issues. And I think in my initial presentation to the committee, initial deliberations, we went into details to outline how, when the council was established, in fact, the legislation is still like that. For the most part, the administration of the council, chief inspector could provide resources to carry out the functions or the administration, because council is constituted by 5 members from employers, 5 members from labor, and then 5 members from state. And they come together and meet. People who are employed in different organizations come together, work on advice on health and safety issues to the minister. However, because when the council was set up, the department funded, I think, to the tune of about $3 million a year, supporting the administrative functions of council. In 2003, the Minister of Finance declared council a public entity. What this amendment would then do, the inspectorate would be that body, the public entity, and then the council will purely be just an advisory body. I mean, there'll be space, resources provided for them to come sit, provide advice and go. You won't need an institution or body, people working there. The whole administration will be carried by the secretariat function, basically, of the council will be carried out by the inspector. That is the aim.
Yeah, that is what if I remember, that's what we thought, that we need to strengthen that type of institution. There was a need when we said that all to the images. We have to when you explain to us about the council and therefore because of what it does and because of how it goes here, it's constituted, it may not be able to function that control and there. And so we then said that therefore why were you not therefore upgrading the inspectorate division in that situation? Try and get more functions of this division and more responsibilities and more personnel and probably you call it to get the present inspectorate plus an additional body which is going to work in collaboration with the inspectorate division to augment the capacity and therefore address some of the needs. But we said that we are going to finalize this and see how that can be done. That is what I'm asking about before we finalize this bill without having got that correct. That's where I am. Member, what do you suggest?
I think this proposal came from the Zera inspector, that he would tell us if he's satisfied with the current arrangement after the arrangements that he has. But I think we had noted it very well that by the time he raised it, it aroused interest on our part. He somewhat suggested that there were going to be those adjustments and transformations. Thanks.
Now, Chairperson, I think it's difficult because it's not coming outstanding in the document. We do agree that there are some shortcomings in the human resources side of this specific section of the department. But I'm hoping and think that it could still be done as a piecemeal separate from this. Because I don't think everything would have to be done in an agency form. That wherever there is legislation coming through, everybody is asking for agency. Maybe we can still attend to that one later, but it needs a special attention. I'm under the impression that because it's here, what we are discussing here would be merely today. And as soon as we conclude the business of the day today, we shall conclude the concern you are raising, because it's here in the amendment here, and the A list, which we are about to give delivery into, is going to be married into this, unless my understanding is
I think it is a little bit fake, as you say. Because what is in the bill is what he came up with, and what I'm talking about is what was our response. Then we need to discuss how the mechanism of forming up this particular agent. Do you want to call it an agent? Do you want to call it an entity? Do you want to expand the inspectorate division? Do you want to? We didn't come with exactly how to want it, but he came with a proposal. That's a proposal that he came with in that document, in the amendment bill. So that is what we have said, that we agree how it's going to go about. How are we going to go about it? But we were all at one that it is a necessary proposal. But they need to be refined how it's going to work. Because he said the inspectorate division is very undercapacitated and is unable to fulfill some of his responsibilities. He said the council has a problem that it is ad hoc. And so why before he appeared. He called it an agent when he came, and we said probably let's not stress on agent because it may be vulnerable to other interpretation. But where that money can come of it being an agent, if we think it is a fire, we will call it an agent. We just said that structure will call it will agree to the entity that he wants to form. They will want to see how it forms for them. We have to legislate it, and we have to put it into a legislation when it is formed. And I think we have not agreed about anything, and so that is what I wanted to go. Now when we run through this, we will be finalizing everything about this amendment. We have paid what is there, it was going to end happen. And that will be the end of it. So I do not want anybody to say, hey, if you see what is there now about this institute or agency, no, it's not what we want. Go and tell the state lord whether the sector department withdraw our order or not, our order from announcement that we are agreeing this because it's not going to be changed. I don't want that. That's why I'm saying when you got still here, let us pay what we have. What is going to fall there and the merit into that complete that's what we want. That is called the purpose why I'm going to we must know how that proposal is incorporated into this. So one is exactly if we say fine this is so let it be this, but let us not on Monday and say, hey, no, when we read this, we see something now that we did not discuss. That is what I was saying.
My position was that with me, we talk about a juristic person called the inspectorate. So the X does accommodate that. So for me, it suffices that this is what we want. So for it to be put into reality, something else, but the act is accommodated for it. So what I propose is that we take it as it is, and we go through the A list and we finish the business of the day. Thank you.
Any second of the proposal?
I think it's here.
Sorry, second it in there. Okay. Thank you very much. So then we can then finalize it. I do not want to enter into the difficulty that I experienced a lot. So that's why now nobody will say that we have seen something that we don't know and we was alone. No. I'm very, very careful. It will make me very busy. I don't want my birthday to be spoiled. It has started very well, you can see. Okay, carry on.
Chair, if I may just get clarity, do I only speak to the specific ones that have been out or throughout all the clauses again?
No, you talk to the A, that is why I said that one was not there, so I want to hear that you want to do it and
go.
Okay. So, when you say that, that's
thank you, sir.
Now, just before we start, some procedures before you start. I have to first move this motion because this is final. There is a motion of desirability here, which I have to read, and it has got to be accepted by the Congress. Right, so we will read out the motion of desirability. think the Mine Health and Safety Amendment Bill, B-54-2008. That is the opinion of the committee legislation is desirable to amend the Mine Health and Safety Act 1996. So as to review and strengthen enforcement provisions to simplify the administrative system for the issuing of fines, to reinforce offenses and penalties, to substitute, add, and remove ambiguities in certain definitions and expressions, and to effect certain amendments necessary to ensure consistency with other laws, particularly the Mineral and Petroleum Resources Development Act 2008. And to provide for matters connected therewith, and that the bill referred to the committee be taken and Now, I put it before the committee. If there are any members of this committee who are against this motion of solidarity, may they raise their hand. I see your hand is on, I want it to go up, keep it go up. If there are no members that are opposed to this motion, therefore I put it before this committee. Those members that are for the motion must raise their hand. That's because I mean that they're there for me from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we have got 9 members who are for the motion, and therefore the motion is therefore accepted. And therefore we can go ahead with the A list for adoption.
Thank you again, Chair. The A list for the proposed amendment to Mine Health and Safety Amendment Bill, B-54-2008, goes to
Now, the procedure here, we are going to go line by line, and members are going to go with you if they are great about that amendment, right up to the end. Clause by clause and line by line of amendments that have been issued. Right, let's start afresh then. Reading from the start up.
Amendments proposed to Mine Health and Safety Amendment Bill, B-54-2008. Clause 2, number 1. On page 2 from line 16, to omit subsection and to substitute the following.
Subsection
6. Subsection 6. A. The employer must inform the chief inspector of mines in writing within 7 days of the appointment of the chief executive officer. The information to the chief inspector of mines includes the name of the chief executive officer, the nature of such person's function, and the name of persons who are managers under the supervision of the chief executive officer.
Okay. Okay. Clause 3.
On page 3, in line 4, after all, to insert format. Number 2, on page 3, in line 5, to omit the closing inverted comma.
Okay.
Number 3, on page 3,
remember these are recorded in answer, so harsha is not an official language, no answer. Careful. We are on answer.
the following subsection. Subsection 5, all mines must submit a workplace skills plan and the annual training report to the Mining Qualification Authority.
Agreed.
Clause 4. Number 1, on page 3, in line 26, to omit end. Number 2, on page 3, in line 27, to omit subsection and to subsection. The number in there needs to be corrected. When it's deleted, it does not automatically change, so it will be corrected. It should be number 2. Yes, corrected. Number 2, on page 3, in line 27, to omit subsection and to substitute subsection. And number 3, on page 3, in line 31, to omit the closing inverted comma. Number 4, on page 3, after line 31, to add the following. 5. The employer must notify the principal inspector of mines of any accident or occurrence at a mine that results in the serious injury, B, illness, or C, death, of any person in order to allow the principal inspector of mines to instruct an inspector to conduct an investigation simultaneously with the employer as required in section 11.5.8. Number 5, on page 3, after line 31, to add the following. It will be a subsection C by the addition of the following subsection. In the event of an incident in which a person died or was injured to such an extent that he or she is likely to die or suffer the loss of a limb or part of a limb, no person may, without the consent of the principal inspector of mines, disturb the site at which the incident occurred or remove any article or substance involved in the incident, provided that an article or substance may only be removed if it is necessary to A, prevent any further incident, B, remove the injured or dead, or C, rescue any person from danger. Clause 5. Number 1. On page 3 in line 34, to omit end. Number 2. On page 3 in line 35, to omit the full stop and to substitute a semi-comma, end. On number 3, on page 3, after line 35, to insert the following. By the insertion of the subsection 4 of the following subsection. Subsection 4, capital
letter A. No, wait a minute. You left out C. There is C there.
Thank you, sir. Number 3, on page 3, after line 35, to insert the following. Paragraph C, by the insertion of the subsection 4 of the following subsection. Subsection 4, capital letter A, the employer must inform the principal inspector of mines in writing within 7 days of the appointment of the occupational medical practitioner. Subsection 4, capital letter B, the information submitted in terms of subsection 4, capital letter A, must include the name of the occupational medical practitioner, B, his or her practice number, and C, whether the occupational medical practitioner is engaged full-time or part-time. New clauses. Let the following be new clauses. Amendment of Section 20 of Act 29 of 1996 as amended by Section 11 of Act 72 of 1997. It will be number 7. Section 20 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the addition of the following subsection. Subsection 7. an employee lodging an appeal under subsection 1 may not be dismissed on any grounds relating to unfitness to perform work, pending the outcome of the appeal. Amendment of Section 23 of Act 29 of 1996 as amended by Section 12 of Act 72 of 1997. It will be number 8. Section 23 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the addition of the following subsection. Subsection 4. The Minister, by notice in the Gazette, must determine minimum requirements for the procedures contemplated in Subsection 2. Clause 12. On page 5 after line 47, to insert the following. Paragraph G. By the addition of the following subsection, subsection 6, the Chief Inspector of Mines must issue guidelines by notice in the Gazette. Clause 13. On page 5 after line 59, to insert the following. Subsection 3. The Chief Inspector of Mines must, after consultation with the council, use the monies collected in terms of Section 55B for the promotion of health and safety in the mining industry.
Great.
Number 2. On page 6, after line 10, to insert the following subsection, subsection 7. The report of the Chief Inspector of Mines, referred to in Section 49.1J, must reflect the financial affairs of the fund. New clause. Let the following be a new clause. Amendment of Section 50 of Act 29 of 1996. Will be a number 15. Section 50 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the insertion after subsection 7 of the following subsection. Subsection 7, capital letter A. The inspector must impose a prohibition on further functioning of the site where a person's death, A, B, serious injury or illness to a person, or C, a health-threatening occurrence has occurred by blocking, burying, or barricading the site in such a manner as the inspector may deem necessary. Clause 16, clause rejected. Clause 17, clause rejected. Clause 18, clause rejected. New clause. Let the following be a new clause. Repeal of sections 55C to 55H of Act 29 of 1996 as amended by section 25 of Act 27 of Act 72 of 1997. It will be at clause 18. Sections 55C, 55D, 55E, 55F, 55G, and 55H of the Principal Act are hereby repealed. New clause. Let the following be a new clause. Insertion of Section 86A in Act 29 of 1996. It will be at clause 26. The following section is hereby inserted in the Principal Act after Section 86. Criminal liability. 86A. Subsection 1. An employer, chief executive officer, manager, agent, or employee commits an offense if he or she contravenes or fails to comply with the provisions of this Act, thereby causing a person's death or B, serious injury or illness to a person. 2. Subsection 2. If a chief executive officer, manager, agent or employee of the employer commits an offense by performing or omitting to perform an act, and such performance or omission would have constituted an offense had it been done by the employer, that employer is equally committing an offense if the act or omission fell within the scope of the authority or employment of the chief executive officer, manager, agent, or employee consent, and the employer, paragraph A, connived at or can you have the act or omission by the chief executive officer, the manager, the agent, or employee consent, or B, did not take all reasonable steps to prevent the act or omission. Subsection 3. For the purposes of subsection 1, the A, said that the person issued instructions prohibiting an act or omission is not in itself sufficient proof that all reasonable steps were taken to prevent the act or omission. B, defense of ignorance or mistake by any person accused cannot be admitted. Or C, defense that the death or a person, the death of a person, injury, illness, or endangerment was caused by the act or omission of any individual may not be taken, may not be admitted.
Okay, let's pause there. Because I want to understand how you went out to a career on a wedding, because that is what we have asked you to put in the conference.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. In the previous copy that was discussed, number 186A1 was reading that an employer, chief executive officer, manager, agent, or employee commits an offence if the activities of the mine are managed, organized, or carried out causing a person's death or serious injury or illness to a person. And in the new number one, we've redrafted it to actually make it more clearer and more in line with the offences that currently established in the systems of the country.
Okay, then I'll correct.
Page 9, from line 5, to omit all the words following any, up to and including any, death, in line 7, and substitute. Person including an employer who contravenes or fails to comply with any, death. Number 2, on page 9, in line 17, after fine, to insert or imprisonment. Number 3, on page 9, in line 22, to omit the bolded bracket, comma, or fail to comply with the bolded, comma, bolded bracket, and to substitute or fail to comply with. Number 4, on page 9, in line 29, to omit the bolded bracket, contravene, or close bolded bracket, and to substitute contravenes all. Clause 27, number 1. On page 9, in line 37, to omit subsection and to substitute subsections. Number 2, on page 9, in line 42, to omit the closing inverted comma and semicolon comma and number 3, on page 9 after line 42, to insert the following subsection. Subsection 6. An owner convicted of an offense in terms of section 86 or 86A may be sentenced to A, withdrawal or suspension of the tenant, or B, a fine of 3 million or a period of imprisonment not exceeding 5 years, or to both such fine or imprisonment. Number 7, subsection 7. In the event of a conviction, the court may, in addition to imposing a sentence in respect of the offense and making an order, order the person convicted to A, repair any damage caused to the satisfaction of the Chief Inspector of Mines, and B, comply with the provision of this Act within a specified period of time. End.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it an owner or any owner?
Any. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Can I read it again?
Please.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Member. Subsection 6. Any owner convicted of an offense in terms of section 86 or 86A may be sentenced to A, withdrawal or suspension of the permit, or B, a fine of 3 million or a period of imprisonment not exceeding 5 years, or to both such fine or imprisonment. Subsection 7. In the event of a conviction, the court may, in addition to imposing a sentence in respect of the offense and making an order, order the person convicted to A, repair any damage caused to the satisfaction of the Chief Inspector of Mines, and B, comply with the provision of this Act within a specified period of time. End.
Okay. Before agreeing, 3 million what? Is it land or sand? Under the 3 million?
Oh, yes, it's not besides a dollar.
Oh.
Or robot.
Or quarter. Or Zimbabwe, George.
3 million rand.
But it's not written there. So you have to therefore start afresh.
Okay.
And put it there in the answer.
Okay. Subsection 6. Any owner convicted of an offense in terms of section 86 or 86A may be sentenced to A, withdrawal or suspension of the permit, or B, a fine of 3 million rand or a period of imprisonment not exceeding 5 years, or to both such fine or imprisonment. Subsection. In the event of a conviction, the court may, in addition to imposing a sentence in respect of the offense and making an order, order the person convicted to A, repair any damage caused to the satisfaction of the Chief Inspector of Mines, and B, comply with the provision of this Act within a specified period of time. End.
Agreed.
New clause. Let the following be a new clause. Amendment of Section 98 of Act 29 of 1996, as amended by Section 41 of Act 72 of 1977. of 1997. Amendment of Section 98 of Act 29 of 1996, as amended by Section 41 of Act 72 of 1997. It is the Act of 29. Section 98 of the Principal Act is hereby amended. A, by the substitution in subsection 1 of the following paragraph. Z, capital letter N. Any other matter, the regulation of which may be necessary or desirable in order to achieve the objects of this Act, bolded bracket, and closed bolding bracket. B, by the substitution in subsection 1 of the following paragraph. Paragraph Z with capital letter O, the system of fines contemplated in section 55A to bolded bracket, the system of fines contemplated in section 55A, bolded bracket, to H, comma, closed bolded bracket, and 55B, including regulations regarding forms and documents, periods of time, procedures, records to be kept, and the payment of fines, bolded bracket, full stop, close bolded bracket, semicolon, comma, end.
Okay.
C. By the addition in subsection 1 of the following paragraph. Paragraph Z with capital letter P. Minimum standards for the establishment, functioning, training, equipping, staffing, and staffing of rescue services at mines, and reporting by employers in respect of rescue services.
Okay.
Clause 31. On page 10, after line 40, to insert the following row. It will be row 2 with 1 million or 5 years imprisonment.
1 million rand.
1 million rand or 5 years imprisonment. Row 2, 2A, 1 million rand or 5 years imprisonment. Row 3, 1 million rand or 5 years imprisonment. Row 5, 1 million rand or 5 years imprisonment. 6, 1 million rand or 5 years imprisonment. Row 7, 1, subsection 1, 1 million rand or 5 years imprisonment. Row 10, 1 million or 5 years imprisonment. 11, 1 million rand or 5 years imprisonment. Number 2, on page 11, in line 8, to omit the row.
So, we have come and therefore we now need to adopt the report which we are going to forward to the National Assembly for this bill to be ratified and accepted. No, before that, I still have to read the committee, which that is what I must read.
Right.
Yeah.
I said, are we going to get a team principal?
Of course, that's why we said we must finish today, because then all this must come into a clean document, which we must have before we leave tomorrow, or must be emailed to us or to our secretary, because we must have this clean over the weekend, that these things, you must keep all these documents with you so that you must check in the clean bill. That's all the things, because I on Monday, Tuesday, I do not want to go there and find that these things that we are getting upon are not reflected in the bill that we are debating. So, and I do not want that to happen by next week, because there are rules that haunted me last time. That one day then, it's index error, typewriting error or omission. And then to apply for any amendment of that error, correction of the error, it must be done 24 hours before the speaker. Before the debate, the bill is presented to the minister, so it must enter the office of the speaker, such amendment, such correction. So if it is Monday, because Monday we are starting with plenary session, it will be very late. So we have to know by tomorrow that everything is in place, so that if by any chance there are some typical errors of print or anything, we are able to say to the office of the speaker before 3 o'clock. That is, it's supposed to be in anything that is available before 3 o'clock tomorrow. Because once we have finished here, it's going to the committee section, it's going to be put in the order paper for Tuesday for debate. Anyway, we have said it. Now, if there are any omissions here, or any errors about the clean bill,
having not accommodated all of these things that have been already accepted here, then we will have to have an application to the speaker, which must be lodged 24 hours before the start of the debate. And we can have that only by tomorrow, because it should be in, the speaker is not around to approve it. So the speaker will only be in on Monday. And so it, he can only look at it when he enters the office, and according to rules of parliament, and he can only approve it to be. Then on Tuesday morning when we wake up, it will have changed. It will have inserted whatever way error. So it's very important that when you clean it, we are able to see it by tomorrow. It should either be emailed to members or to secretaries, so that at least the owner lies with members and their communication with their secretary, not with me and you. Or with me and you. And I'm sort of saying that what a drawer said, with me and you. I was correcting that, because Hansard will show me with me and you. That area, all these cameras, that, but we refer to someone else. You. Okay. Anyway, so let me read there for the committee report which we are going to send to the National Assembly. Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Energy, Committee Report, National Assembly. A report of the Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Energy on the Mine Health and Safety Amendment Bill, B54-2008, National Assembly, Section 75, dated 18 September 2008. The Portfolio Committee on Minerals and Energy, having considered the subject of the Mine Health and Safety Amendment Bill, B54-2008, National Assembly, Section 75, referred to it and classified by the Joint Taking Mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendment B54A 2008. Is this report adopted? I will want, if so, then I want the mover and the seconder for adoption of this report before it is sent to the National Assembly. I had the hand of Honorable Sandim.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move to the adoption of the Mine and Health Safety Amendment Bill.
Report.
Report.
And the second up?
The bottom of the list, I move, second. I move for this report of Mine Health and Safety.
Thank you very much. So the bill will be sent to the National Assembly for adoption. Thank you very much for your cooperation and for finalizing this bill in good time as we intended. Thank you very much for the cooperation of the department, for cooperating with us. Thank you very much for everybody else who was able to make this a workable session. Thank you. We will meet in the National Assembly on Tuesday when we will be debating this bill.
Are you going to walk?
But someone must say something about my birthday now.
I don't even know what I've been doing.